Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. Today we look at humbleness and a servant's heart. We are truly humbled to be in your presence, Lord. You alone are God, the Almighty, eternal, holy, and righteous, omnipotent, patient and loving Heavenly Father. We kneel before you in your presence today to worship and praise you. We are your servants. As we serve you, Lord, please give us the strength, patience, and love that it takes to serve those around us. How could we do less than to love and forgive others, even as you, God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us? Teach us your ways, O Lord, as we invest these few moments before your throne today. Amen.
Hear us
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Save it.
This is our call to worship.
You dare.
indeed. Christ in me. It is God's desire that we humble ourselves and serve Him and others with a servant's heart. As we look into Scripture today, watch for these attitudes of humility and a servant's heart in God and in His people. We start with Philippians chapter 2. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. From Numbers chapter 12. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. And God said, "Hear my words, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth, clearly, and not in riddles. And he beholds the form of the Lord." Matthew chapter 11. And Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Well, Daniel saw a vision of a man clothed in linen with a belt of fine gold around his waist. We find that account in Daniel chapter 10. And he said to him, "O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you." And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up, trembling. Then he said to me, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words." From James chapter 4. Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. What do you think the Scriptures mean when they say that the Spirit God has placed within us is filled with envy? But He gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the Scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So, humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Then from Colossians chapter 3. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. Then from Isaiah chapter 42, "Look at my servant, whom I strengthened. He is my chosen one, who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations." Those words back in Isaiah in the Old Testament, the foreshadowing of what took place in Matthew chapter 12. And we see the works of Christ, quote, fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah concerning him. Look at my servant whom I have chosen. He is my beloved who pleases me. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not fight or shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. Finally, he will cause justice to be victorious, and his name will be the hope of all the world. In Matthew 20, Jesus called them, the disciples, together and said, "You know that the rulers of this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And finally, from Matthew chapter 25, the servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Dear friends, let us be like Jesus. Humble ourselves, and he will lift us up. Have a servant's heart. Truly, it is more blessed to give than receive. May God help us.
Thank you. before the Lord. Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded to be humble as Jesus Christ was, and just like Him, look on the needs of others with a heart of a servant. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753. Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station, would you? You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find out more about this ministry, and you can also make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you, says Psalm 32, in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
The Lord will bless those who